مركز الصحابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
We cross over live to Mauritius, our beloved Hazratul Fadilatul Ustad Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Ustad, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa rafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussein, the first of Rajab 1440. Let us read all the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Alhamdulillah, it is the first of Rajab in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid Al-Aqsa, and in South Africa and majority parts of the world. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So we read the following dua as mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. Allahumma بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, grant us barakah, blessings during this month of Rajab and Sha'ban, and spare and preserve us, O beloved Allah, for the sacred month of Ramadan. Similarly, O esteemed listeners, let us read the Masnoon and Sunnah dua which Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us whenever the Islamic lunar month commences. Allahu Akbar, hilalu khairin wa rushdin. These words, hilalu khairin wa rushdin, are mentioned in Abu Dawood. So therefore it means, O Almighty Allah, make this month a month of khair and goodness for us, our families, and the ummah at large. Wa rushdin, and make it a month of righteousness, where we are in righteousness all the time, and we practice the deen of Islam truly according to the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah, and according to the Sahaba and the four schools, without fear and favor. So we read Allahu Akbar, hilalu khairin wa rushdin. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, today we discuss Surah Ahqaf, chapter number 46, and that is Surah Ahqaf was revealed in Makkah Mukarrama, and it comprises so many verses. I will give you the exact amount now, 35 verses, Alhamdulillah. And all Majdallah in this very Surah teaches us, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Verily those people who say, Almighty Allah is our sustainer, nourisher, provider. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. And thereafter they remain steadfast. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. And there is no fear upon them and no sadness for them. Hence it shows that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us, we cannot be part-time Muslims. We must be full-time, devoted, dedicated Muslims, whether in private or public, whether in khalwa and jalwa, whether in safar or hadar, in a journey or at our hometown. Almighty Allah shows us why our parents are so special. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا. Almighty Allah commands human being to do good to the parents. حَمَلَتُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتُ كُرْهًا. And our honorable mother, they carried us with difficulty. As the gestation, the pregnancy continued, then their feet were swelling up. There was difficulty. They were vomiting. وَوَضَعَتُ كُرْهًا. And she gave birth. Therefore they called it labor pains with much difficulty. And O parent, today you are so concerned regarding your flowers and your beloved children. Learn this dua, memorize it, and read it daily, abundantly, profusely. Surah 46, verse 15, 1-5. وَأَسْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. O Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, that, O Allah, that you bring about reform, piety, goodness in my children, in my progeny. Read with me, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. Surah 46, verse 15. O Allah, bring about piety, reform, goodness in my family and in my progeny. Almighty Allah tells us in Surah 46, verse number 20. Almighty Allah teaches us that وَيَوْمَ يُعْرَدُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَلَى النَّارِ, the non-Muslims on the day of justice will be presented to the fire. It will be announced to them all the good they did in this world, their charity, their good character, their generosity. أَذْهَبْتُمْ طَيِّبَاتِكُمْ فِي حَيَاتِكُمُ الدُّنْيَا وَاسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِهَا. All the good you did, you received the reward in this worldly life and you enjoyed it. But today, فَالْيَوْمَ تُجْزَوْنَ عَذَابَ الْهُونِ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Today you will be punished the punishment of humiliation and disgrace because of your arrogance on this earth. بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ without justification. وَبِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَفْسُقُونَ and because you were transgressing فَاسِقْ. Fasiq means to go beyond the boundaries and the limits which are designated by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The people of Aad, wa ila Aadin akhawum Huda, they were living in a time when there was famine and drought. They would challenge and reject and refute the message of Nabi Hud alayhi salam. Almighty Allah sent clouds. They started rejoicing, thinking the rain has come. فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهُ عَارِضًا مُسْتَقْبِلَ أَوْدِيَتِهِمْ when they saw the clouds facing their valleys and homes, they said, هَذَا عَارِضٌ مُمْتِرُنَا the rain has come. But nay, رِيحٌ فِيهَا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ it was a terrible punishment, decimated, annihilated, and destroyed them. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us. The ayat I recited, وَيَوْمَ يُعْرَدُ الَّذِينَ Surah 46, verse 20, said Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiallahu anhu, and the genius, you should read that ayat. Look at that ayat. It's got the word kafaru mentioned, but yet used to read it, and weep and cry. He say, oh Allah, during my reign, so many victories, so much booty and spoils of war. Maybe it happens that tomorrow, on the day of justice, you tell Umar, أَذْهَبْتُمْ طَيِّبَاتِكُمْ فِي حَيَاتِكُمُ الدُّنْيَا Almighty Allah favors us. We need to make shukr and think. As said Umar radiallahu ta'ala, oh Allah, do not let it be. أُجِّلَتْ لَنَا الْحَسَنَاتِ The words of Sayyidina Umar, that you are rewarding us everything here in this world and there is nothing for us in the year after. He was guaranteed Jannah by Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but yet would weep when reading that verse. That is called taqwa and true piety. Thereafter, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is telling us, فَصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْأَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ Always remain patient and endure, like the five messengers, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, and Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi salam. So whatever happens, we must always stick to the truth without fear and favor and exercise patience and endurance. وَتُعِزُّ مَن تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَن تَشَاءُ Almighty Allah gives honor to whomsoever He wishes and Almighty Allah disgraces whomsoever He wishes. Alhamdulillah, yea, in Mauritius, it is 7 o'clock now by you, it is around 5 o'clock on Arafat, and yesterday was a very exciting day. Then Mufti Huzaifa took me to it. They said, I knew nothing about it, but there's one huge newspaper here, national newspaper, and it is called The Star, and it is in the French language, so they wanted to interview me. So I told Mufti Huzaifa, fine, so we went there, and the brother there, Fakhruddin, that about half an hour or so, he had the interview, he made all the notes, and he said, this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, so I told him, but I do not know French, so Mufti Huzaifa said, inshallah, he will translate it and send it to me, regarding the interview we had with the Star newspaper here in Mauritius, alhamdulillah. Then last night in the Dawat-e-Islamiyah Masjid, we had a wonderful program after Isha, And we finished up about 10 o'clock, and very, very big crowd with the mercy and grace of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. And we spoke about the Ahlul Bayt and who are the family of Nabi alayhi salatu salam and why we should love them and what happens with those people who do not love the honorable wives of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Sahaba. Allah forbid. So it is part of our Iman that we must love the Sahaba. And mashallah, I met the president of Mauritius. He was president for the past, for 10 years, and now he's the ex-president, and he is called president, ex-president now. Mashallah, he was in a masjid last night, this morning, Fajr time also, I gave a talk, he was there. And mashallah, his name is brother, president, you know, Yutim. So his name goes as Yutim. Qassam, President Qassam Yutim. So I want, inshallah, I'm making an appointment with him for tomorrow morning and I want to have a greater discussion with him. So he was the honorable president of Mauritius for 10 years and now obviously that he resigned actually. And an interesting story which I'll explain some other time. And mashallah, we have the ex-mayor in whose house I'm staying, Dr. Abdullah Hussein. So he was mayor for 5 years in Port Louis and here bearded a place called, you know, that Bio Basin, my French is not good, so I'm not pronouncing it so well. But anyway, so we had a good meeting yesterday, last night, after the talk. So all may Allah reward our brother, President, ex-President Qassam, and our Dr. Abdullah Hussein. By the time I came home, yeah, so it was already 11 o'clock or so, and then I wanted to retire, and when I looked at my phone, I see the phone was lighting up and they had a big, so many people had questions regarding the moon issue there in South Africa. So when I looked at everything, so I made contact and this is what happened. And I'll read to you what I have now in front of my phone. Nevertheless, so we received message and I spoke to Moana Masood Park and I was there last week at this time. Last week I was in Upington and 120 kilometers away from Upington is a place called Khroblersworp. So there in Khroblersworp, mashallah, my cousin from Balfour, Moana Masood Parker's mother, so they're very close to us, my first cousin. So I said that let me go and visit Upington, hardly any ulama go. So Thursday I was there and Friday morning, then Friday Jummah, Friday afternoon, evening, we were there in Upington last week. I even went to the place and I asked Muhammad Masood that where do you see the moon? So we went there, open field, and I even joked with him. I told him that the Rajab moon is coming up. Maybe you will be the only person to see the moon. And lo and behold, that's what happened, it seems. So anyway, so Muhammad Masood, I spoke to him last night. He said he went and three of them saw it. And we have confidence in them, and alhamdulillah, it was accepted by Majlisul Ulama, in whom we have 100% confidence regarding the moon sighting and so forth. And therefore, I sent the message on my Twitter, and I sent the tweet, and on the WhatsApp, and so many other places we send the message to, that according to us, the Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Majlisul Ulama, Jamiat Ulama Gauteng, Jamiat Ulama Western Cape, Jamiat Ulama Eastern Cape, and all of us agree that today is the first of Rajab, 1440, Alhamdulillah, and we should read the dua, so Allah mabarik lana fi Rajab Shaban. So now they are telling me some people, but Uksa say that they have not seen it in their territories or wherever they had their mancakers and the people. So we said, fine. So remember that, you know, that's their choice. We can't say anything. But this is a valid question you can ask me. Do we have confidence in the current Uksa? So no, we don't have much confidence in them for a variety of reasons. So number one is the president is a murtad according to many, many ulama. And that is Majlisul Ulama, Jamiat Ulama Gauteng, Jamiat Ulama Northern Cape, Jamiat Ulama Western Cape. And so many other reasons, so they promote the TV and the so-called halal chicken, and that halal stamp is not worth the paper on which is written. So therefore, we have very little confidence in them. I asked Moana Masood Parker now this morning, that after your sighting, did anybody contact you? So this is what he writes here. I'm reading to you. No one contacted me for the sighting from Uksa. So this is what he's saying now. From last night till now, nobody contacted him. So they might have contacted him before, but now last night, nobody contacted him from Uksa. So therefore, we should look at things in a proper perspective. We can have different opinions, but let us be honest about issues, and we don't have to curry favor with anybody, any organization, any person, any politician, or any government. Our aim and objective in life must be to protect and promote the deen of Islam. And remember, according to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, so to you, South Africans, my message to you is yes, today is the 1st of Rajab, 1440. Sighting took place in Khobler's work. You might be wondering, where in the world is that? That is near Upington, 1 hour's drive, 120 kilometers away. I was there last week, and this week they saw the moon, mashallah, confirmed by Majlisul Ulama and various other ulama bodies, and we accept that. It's sufficient for us. So Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So that is my message regarding the moon. And we should all now make dua that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala spares us for the month of Ramadan. And inshallah, in that way there we move forward. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala accept us for his deen. Ji Maulana, let's fire up with the questions inshallah.
Jazakumullah khairan, Ustad. 8 minutes after five, I was just going about to ask Ustad the question regarding the moon. So to all the listeners here in Bradford, I've got Leicester, I've got Blackburn, I've got Maputo, I've got Benoni, I've got Actonville. Yes, we've got New Zealand as well. Mufti Sahab gave you the answer regarding that today is the 1st of Rajab, 1440.